This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, the crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. What's up, gents?
What's up, baby?
What's good?
Guys?
Yeah.
Thirsty Thursday.
Always.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Best day of the week. See that? Do you see the energy in the room right now?
Well, it's payday for you and I.
It's payday.
Yeah.
About an hour. You're in a suit. Everybody's starting to talk about what parties are they going to this weekend.
It's a mixer I'm going
to tonight.
Some
of us are answering that by
private
saying,
event.
None. Yeah. But, like, whatever. Do you feel the energy in the room?
Dibbers!
Come on, Dibs!
You let me know when you want me to change the energy. Well, you ready?
That's what you do. I dismiss
it. What's he got?
It's a good Warriors jersey.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Dibs, you should be ashamed after last night.
What do you mean after last night?
That call on Kyrie.
He just unzipped his jacket.
Yeah.
The charge.
Yeah. Show. That was a good call.
For those
charge
of you not
fine.
On YouTube, I am rocking the stripes.
You look great.
You know, thank you. And everyone crying about the charge.
The boss was really, this Twitter's out of control.
I thought it was a good
a
call.
A charge.
So did I.
Yes.
So did I.
He was in a legal guarding position. Where's my whistle?
The kickball thing.
Inadvertent kickball.
If you want to watch sports
it's
and get to a point where your shoulders are so high, they climb into your ears and then fly out the side of your head. You watch stuff like that. They're human beings. You're going to make mistakes. But that kind of stuff.
Somebody tell them it happened.
You cannot have it in sports.
Dibs, what do you got to say for yourself?
It's in slow motion. It's easy to see. Jason Kidd is at midcourt.
Well, okay.
Absolutely illegal on every front. Reversible. Easy to see. Replay assist, just like they have in the NFL. That is so easy, and as a fan, it is infuriating.
It's offensive.
To watch them mess that up.
Gucci Man was
it's
horrible.
It's infuriating.
It is.
So, and, anyway.
The black ref looks like Gucci Man, the rapper.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody knows
this. Yeah, I had no idea.
Was like,
but,
what?
Kickball or no kickball,
Gucci Man.
That was a blown call. But for me, the easiest call of all was Jason Kidd is literally 15 feet on the floor.
I saw your tweet.
And
wrong.
Well,
he's out there and he's wrong.
Well, he's not wrong because the call
wrong.
Went his way.
No, but he's but right. He's but
the bad
that,
call went his way.
At that point, it hadn't gone his way yet.
But right or wrong, when you come out that far and you argue, that's an automatic T.
Oh.
And so the whole idea about a kickball, and I looked at the rule, of course, Mark, you know me, I love the rule book.
Oh,
and
here we
there's
go.
Nothing in the rule book about like – if you deflect it with your hand first and then you kick it. The only thing about the kick ball is if it's inadvertent, and you can see the defender
was
literally putting his foot out the whistle.
That was totally advertent.
Right, yes. And the inadvertent whistle, there really is no inadvertent whistle in that. Like, the inadvertent whistle is when you, like, sorry, my fault, nothing was happening, and everyone stops. That's an inadvertent whistle. What that was a blown call, and you stop the game, and you look at it, it was a kick. And Jay Kidd's 15 feet on the floor,
Dallas.
That's a tee. And so it was more than that, and yeah. It just made me think about, and I'm wearing the stripes in solidarity to my people, my referees out there, but I watch the NBA more and more. And I, you know what I think, Goo? I think more and more, like, the fix might be in. And, you know, for people who bet on the NBA,
I don't like hearing that, man.
I feel bad for you because that game last night, all the money poured in on the Warriors, -7.
My neighbor was on them.
-7.5.
I think you were on them.
Money line.
Well, since we're going there.
I heard you say you were on them.
Because the streets are blaming Willard. I guess you said their floor was 7th, which I'm not mad at. And they're saying you were just all shell law yesterday.
Yeah.
This was a layup.
I happened to catch
you. So they're coming for you. They're trying to do Willard jinx. I said, dude, please.
Let me pile on. Let me pile on.
Man, go ahead.
I happened to catch a
segment. Where's my whistle?
You're all wrong. But go ahead.
I happen to catch a segment at approximately 3:05.
Oh boy,
are
yeah.
Are the Warriors
yeah.
not allowed to get the 7th seed anymore?
No, they sure are.
I'm sorry. Last night eliminate them from competition. Apart. Was last night a playoff game?
We're counting out Phoenix,
in
Sacramento.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And what was the other?
I'm not mad at it. I love it.
The Warriors will finish in front of the three of those teams, and last night did not change that.
No, I'm with you. I'm just
stand on what you say.
Stand on it.
So text line and YouTube.
Yeah,
the Warriors did not get eliminated last night.
And they didn't lose because of you.
Dunleavy was
they should have won. Man.
We were in back-to-back meetings, so I missed it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, can't wait to hear it. But no, I like last
now,
night.
Willard, I ain't mad at you.
Last
I agree.
Night, there was something in the water. The Lakers lost to Utah.
How do you?
Minnesota was at home against Milwaukee with no Giannis and no Lillard.
Right.
And lost the game.
Sure.
So look, Kyrie, I'm gonna give Kyrie a lot of credit.
He's got a movie about him. Drew.
My God, he was unbelievable last night. So, a great player.
He was the best player on the court.
Absolutely. And he went off, and so he gets the victory.
But what hurts me is who they didn't have and still were able to compete with the Warriors, Dibs.
Understand.
With Butler,
right.
Who is getting his legs back. There's no, you know, he's like a boxer.
He's getting his legs back. Yeah. And, you know, we can criticize the officials, and I'm wearing stripes. For those of you who can't see the YouTube feed, and I can't wait to see the YouTube comments about my choice of outfit today, but here's one for Warrior fans, and put aside the referees. Can you, three words, make a layup? Because if you watch that game and put aside the referees, and you know, Mark is right about the Kyrie, Jimmy Butler play. I thought that was a 50-50. And if you want to talk about legal guarding position, you don't have to be set, my friends.
Oh.
All you have to be is in legal guarding position. He can be moving. If he's moving and he's in front, just read the rule book, as I did last night before I went to bed. And the other ones for me were back-to-back plays where Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green, I thought both were in legal guarding position on defense. They got knocked over.
I told Dray got knocked to the floor.
And Jimmy, too. Either the play before or the play after.
Well,
so.
I mean, Jimmy owned up. Jimmy's like, I hate turnovers, and that's on me.
He did say that.
I had no listen, the referees had a very messy night. A very, very messy night. No one's even talking about as the game was either, I can't remember if it was tied or if the Warriors were down 2 or
where
whatever.
Are you going?
Steph Curry drove the lane and literally got thrown to the floor underneath the hoop. No call. Thrown to the floor. I mean, they had a terrible.
It's a good no call.
They had a terrible, terrible game. But the Warriors lost that game. They missed
they needed it too.
Yeah, crap ton of layups. You just said it. Kyrie
that
was
felt like me.
Kyrie was best player on the floor. He won the game.
Yeah, and one thing we're going to talk about is the Buddy Hield problem, or as Mark called him in our show text, Buddy Yield.
Buddy Yield.
And I wasn't sure if that was a talk to text accident or if you did it
on
purpose?
No, that was on purpose.
Because, I mean, your talk to text, you like will make mistakes and then you'll be like,
well, that's what I'm in the car. Yeah, Siri does not hold it.
Siri, for instance, I thought this was a Siri mistake. Siri, but you meant it.
Buddy yield.
Therefore, it's a four.
Yeah, in other words, stand down and let other people go by you and actually play basketball for the Warriors. I like Buddy Hield, and you guys laid this out nicely.
Bastani feels like they don't have another option.
Right now they don't, but they're about to. Jonathan Kuminga is going to come back, and if this doesn't change by the time he gets back, Buddy Hield needs to sit down next to Steph Curry. Yeah. I'm sorry, next to Steve Kerr. And
next
watch
to TJD.
He needs to sit with us and watch Warrior basketball.
He's having a Clay last year season to me. Stani goes, it's worse than that. But no, the fans are – he's missing now, man.
The bottom line is, as you can tell by looking at the facial expressions of his teammates –
But Dre kind of ripped him again.
They're starting to shoot him dirty looks, and that's all I need to see.
I don't like that.
You got to get off the floor.
Dre made a bad pass to him and then got mad at him.
Well, it's more than just what Buddy's doing on offense, and I wrote down for our show thread, I looked at every Kyrie basket, and I mentioned it as Kylie because, again, you know, shout out my thumbs, but you had Buddy got beat twice, Kevon on the switch, he had a scoop and score, Curry got beat on a switch. Quentin Post on a steal, he got beat. GP2, Butler and one. Moses on a switch. Buddy in transition. He went by pods and over Dre. He was unguarded.
Well, he did the Dr. J.
Buddy with
the
step back. And then Moses and Jimmy got beat for a three. So if you look at that thread, there's like eight different Warriors that got beat by Kyrie, which tells me you can't guard.
Point of attack
is
a problem.
You can't guard the POA, Goo. You're right.
No doubt. It's real.
And that's where they miss Wiggins.
No, I'll give you that.
Because he's like...
I'll give you that.
And even like Schroeder was... Yeah. Somebody that Kerr talked about was nice and pesky.
Kobe White was giving us the business. I know they were up 24 and we came back, but those little shifty fast guards are right now, like they got me nervous a little bit.
Side of the ball that most of us don't spend a lot of time looking at. The bottom line is when we say Jimmy Butler arrived and the Warriors got better, we're largely right. We're better on offense. You're better overall, but you're worse on defense.
Oh, man.
Right now. Right now, you're worse on defense. And that's not that's not a Jimmy for Andrew thing. It's like you just brought up. It's Schroeder. It's your depth. It's other people who would be able to at least come in and give you a few possessions here and there that now aren't on the team.
And they have no rim protection. You know, like you look at the rebounded stats, and last year we always called the Warriors small. They led the league in rebounding.
Sure.
But just to stop and alter shots, I was telling Stoney, to make the other team's shots difficult, the Warriors don't got a lot of guys
The Mavs didn't have anybody over 6'6".
Who were those
last night,
guys?
So I mean, Draymond Green protected the hell out of the rim.
I got to give him to I
last
did.
5 minutes, he
what
was freaking
Moses
awesome.
Moses Malone!
Awesome.
Two
on
great
defense.
Blocks.
Two great blocks.
Just brilliant.
And those are blocks at the point of attack, like at the top of a guy shooting, and you
I
go
couldn't
up there
believe it.
And you block it, and, you know, he was getting the benefit of the doubt on a couple of those whistles, and they weren't fouls, but you know those can be fouls. And
the gym went quiet. Willard, it was like, did that just? Oh my god, Christie!
And that's where I speak for the fans when they look at the association and you think about like the amount of transparency and the way that games can be tweaked in certain ways. I think that fans are starting to lose a little bit of faith in what you're watching, because you watch a game like last night and the kickball Mark talked about and then the block charge on Kyrie and the two times that your guys got run over and other things. I do think that fans are starting to look at this product and think, well, what's going on here? Wow. It's a little sideways, I think.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Houston tonight.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What do you think, Mark?
Well, I'm glad they're all playing.
Thank you.
That's the first thing. That's the first thought that I have. I'm glad they're all playing. That tells me there's a sense of urgency. And Houston is they're not as good as their record.
Struggle with Phoenix last night.
Yeah, and just struggling in general. Yeah. I think they've only won 2 basketball games in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And so they're not the team that the Warriors saw earlier in the year. And for whatever reason, matchup-wise, the Warriors were playing well against this team earlier in the year anyway. So, I don't know. I got a good feeling about the Warriors
but
tonight.
One under, somehow they lose Dibs, and I know it's not 40, we got less games, but if you're one under after the 2-0 start with Butler, and I know everything will work itself out, I just think that's kind of nasty work if somehow they go in here tonight and lose and they're one under going into the break.
Not that nasty. And I think about the win total when it was posted at the start of the year and it was 43.5, and then they started 12-3, and then the live line was 50. So for some people, if you were interested in 43.5 and you bet the over, and then it got up to 50 and you bet the under, you're looking good to middle that thing right now, because I do think that this team reeks of 44-38.
Well, 46 got your 10th seed last year.
Right, but you're not going to get 46, I don't think. And, you know, you look at last night. And
oh, that hurt.
You faced Dallas without 6 of their top 9.
Come on.
Yet you had one guy who was a threat. And, you know, Clay, sure. Clay, good
he
game.
Almost shot you back in it. One of his last 11.
Right, but I mean, who else besides Clay and Kyrie did you have? You had a bunch of nobodies, a bunch of Jags, as you would say.
Yeah,
fine, just a guy. And yet, you went in there with your full thing, B, and 2 in a row, and all the rest of it, and you couldn't get that done. So, for me, 48, no.
Wow.
46, maybe. 44, probably. And let's see if that's good enough for 8 or 9.
I kind of feel like this year is going to be like 2 years ago. If you look at, there's a lot, like 44 may get you higher than 10, believe it or not, this year. Because there are a lot of teams. The Warriors are like a one game bunched up with 2 or 3 teams. You know what I mean? And so 46, they got to go 19-9. 46 would get them to 7, I think. I mean, I could be wrong, but if you look at all the other teams, you go 19-9, you're probably going to leapfrog a few teams.
But still be in the play-in.
maybe. But you probably have a home game.
The six is
at least.
The six is going to be hard.
Yeah.
Warriors don't have good luck in the play-in.
You're going to have to pass Minnesota and the Clippers to get the six.
Yeah, man.
I
got you.
But over the last 20 years, the six has been 48 wins on average, plus or minus three. So it's been between 45 and 51 over the last 20 years. So the mean has been 48 wins. So if you want the six, like last year they got 46 and they were the 10.
10.
Right. So, I mean, this year 48. Can 48 get you the six?
So
maybe
2 years ago, 44 got them the six?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right, because they played the Kings.
And the Kings were, and the Kings were only like two or three games better.
That's right.
And they were the three.
That's right.
So, like, it was just a weird year. Weird year, but... Yeah, I know the Warriors have openly stated we want the six, and that's great as a goal, and I'm glad that they're saying that and targeting it all right now as a fan. If you offered me the seven right now, I would jump at it.
Oh,
give it to
anything
me.
Anything but the play-in.
And if you, well, that is the play-in.
Yeah.
That is the play-in. I mean, like, if you're the seven seed, you've got to go win. You get two shots, but you got to go win a game. And quite frankly, I wouldn't even be mad at the eight. I think right now the Warriors, I think they can get the seven. I said yesterday the worst case scenario is the eight. I believe that. The nine or the ten, that's what they need to avoid.
Right.
And they've never won
a play-in game in the history of the franchise.
Lost to Memphis at home a couple years ago.
I do want to
remind
you, Steiny, of 2008, which was the year after, we believe.
Sure.
Warriors won.
Would you like me to finish this for you?
No, you can finish it, but first I'd like to tell the story of the last home game, which was the second to last game, the penultimate game. I was working for another station, and I was set to do a three-point shooting contest against a listener, and I was getting ready to shoot three-pointers.
Let's go.
And I looked to my left, and Tom Tolbert is sitting under the basket, absolutely heckling me, and we had three from the corner, three from the wing, and three from the top of the circle. I went 1 for 9 with 5 air balls, and I won 1-0.
Nice.
And they beat Denver, and at the time, it was the largest crowd in the history of Oracle Arena. I think they had 20,000 that night, and they went on to have...
Well, they lost their last two games.
And?
They did not make the playoffs with 48 wins.
Correct.
Oh, that
48 and 34. They were the 9 seed, and that was coming off of, we believe.
Every single playoff team in the West won 50 or more.
Right.
That's probably a reason that, you know, they want these stupid play-in games.
Should be a 30 for 30 on that. Everyone won 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the year after, we believe.
Who won it that year?
That was Boston. Wow. Boston over the Lakers. That was the team with Garnett and Pierce and Ray Allen and Baby
smashed.
Rondo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see your guy Carmelo Anthony's going to get that job for the next NBA?
The Prime or Amazon?
Yeah,
Taylor Rooks. Yeah. I didn't see that. So he'll be in studio analyst?
No, I think he's a game guy.
Oh, doing the game. Calling the game.
I'm not sure. Never mind.
Let's
talk about something else.
It was something I was going to ask Willard.
Probably how many parties he's going to this weekend.
Yeah, how many suits do I own?
Man.
Look at you.
Yeah,
at you.
What are you doing between now and the mixer?
Going to get a lineup. The barber.
I don't know what that means.
A lineup.
Is that Blinny Blinds?
No, that's Draymond's barber.
Yeah.
This is OTB, only the best. Marky D, Union
right.
City.
Isn't Blinny Blinds the one who was supposed to get you Draymond Green on the station?
Well, technically, he got him for me. Stoddy thinks it was Subway.
It was Subway, and I was on the show.
I was on the
show for that.
They gave the credit to Subway.
That was during the 51-week run that we had, Steiny Guru
Remote,
and Dibs.
Right.
Correct. That was not the goo. That was Subway. And you have since vowed to have Blinny Blinds.
Blinds,
get
let
him
me
on.
Know. We're off the list. Arsh, Snotty, and I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 2-6.
Yeah.
Let Blinds know.
Right, I will.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing now. Rapping. He's doing a lot. Acting.
Who's that?
Brownie Blinds.
Oh, it's Brownie Blinds.
Now, why would you shrug your shoulders? Got to give him his props.
I thought it was Briny Blinds.
No, it's Brown.
Yeah. Like
salt.
I never know when they're joking
Brine.
Willard.
When you brine
shrimp. How do you keep up, Willard?
I thought it was Briny Blinds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have a hard time keeping up with the streets.
I got you.
Now that I'm through the tunnel.
Well, this is one of, those times where it feels like it's naturally fading, but I'm willing to stay another couple minutes.
Well, do we know where the boss was going in his suit?
He's going to some fraud party.
Oh. Dude, why are you angry? I invited him to meet with me tonight.
If you were a traditional radio host, you would come up with something and take this conversation in a different direction if you feel like it's dying.
Just bring what you thought about last night. I'm here wearing stripes.
I said to Guru, I sent a text thread after they lost, and it simply said, wow. Because
good take.
That's a cop out.
I'm reading it like, oh, my phone's been off. I mean, listen, what do I do with
that's
wild?
What Chris Paul tweeted when they undid his trade to the Lakers. That could mean anything.
Yeah, fair.
Could mean the dinner was burnt. Like, I did it. What?
Listen, you don't understand this, but I was wonderful today because I do think that, like, that's, you can't lose that game.
You can't, man. Willard, if you can't win that one, what one will you win?
That loss hurts.
It hurts. I'm not gonna dismiss that, but let me ask you this. Even in losing that game, do you still feel like the Warriors clearly look better?
Oh, there's no doubt.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming.
Then those are going to come. Like, I actually...
But you got to be careful, Willard.
But there's a super frustrating game to watch, but I did not come out of it concerned.
All right.
Very frustrating. You expect them to win, all of that. But like I said, you look at Minnesota lose at home to Milwaukee players. Right. The Lakers get blown out in Utah. It was one of those things.
But those teams are better and they got a higher seed and more security right now.
But Kyrie's Kyrie, and he went off.
Yeah.
He went off. You lost a basketball game that on paper you shouldn't have lost.
But the Curry free throw, how shocked were you?
Well, look.
I would. Come on, let's keep it real. Real quick.
He's going to miss one out of every 10.
40 in the fourth quarter.
I hear you.
Up into that one.
I
said, oh, we're up one.
It never had a chance
either. I got to go back and look at it.
Shot that thing out of there. I mean,
the announcer was even like, oh, boy, that wasn't even close.
Yeah, it came out hot.
I got a running back.
He caught a flyer.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Like, I will be, if they come out and tonight is a total dud, then we're going to have a new conversation.
Well,
they look like a better team to me that, you know,
going Sacramento out of the next week. So tonight they can lose, and I kind of understand it. So I ain't going to come in here like, oh, I hate the record, but it's Sacramento coming out the break in Sactown with your new team. You had a time to practice.
I think tonight's a big deal, and they're telling you that by the fact that all of them are playing.
Yeah, Mike spoke about it.
After their coach complained about the schedule less than 24 hours ago.
Which is BS.
Yeah. And Dunleavy.
Yeah, what did he say?
You could tell he was not happy about the loss. That's why last night was really disappointing. Like,
everything.
They
wise.
Know.
So there's urgency.
I feel there's
all three are playing.
I agree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You go. You said it well.
Yeah, boy.
All right, Chance. Well, you go.
Look at the Z-Club.
Go get him today.
Get out of here.
And don't go anywhere. Keep it locked on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Steiny. It's good.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.